West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, crews in Alabama on Monday continue their search for a Bremen man reported as missing after his kayak capsized on Lake Guntersville early Saturday morning. While duck hunting about 8 a.m. Saturday, the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency said Brooks Hardy's kayak capsized. Hardy went beneath the water and never resurfaced on the lake near Goose Pond Resort in Jackson County, Alabama. Authorities say two horses were rescued after the barn they were staying caught fire over the weekend. The preliminary investigation suggesting that a camper in front of a barn by the Governor Ridge subdivision off Rainy Road in Temple caught on fire. It spread to the stable behind it. Nearby residents were able to rescue the horses. The animal's caretakers said all the hay and grain in storage needed for the winter months was destroyed. However, many local residents stepping up to donate what they could, and the animal's owner said she is now set. Cause of the fire is under investigation. A former Harrelson County Sheriff's Office jail administrator turned herself in to authorities on Friday, more than a week after the Harrelson County grand jury indicted her on charges of violation of oath of office and theft by taking. Deputies say these charges stem from an investigation that began in 2021 after Sheriff Stacy Williams took office and had a thorough audit conducted on all sheriff's office accounts. Jada Lee Pike of Bremen is free from the Harrelson County Jail after meeting a $5,000 bond. She's accused of stealing thousands of dollars from the jail inmate fund account to pay her personal bills. Sheriff's Office says special investigators for the last 2 years have worked on this case until they deemed it was ready to be turned over to the district attorney's office. They believe the investigation clearly shows that Pike embezzled a significant amount of money from the inmate account during a 2-year period before Sheriff Williams took office. The Harrelson County Crime Suppression Unit, along with Floyd County Sheriff's Office, arresting 42-year-old Angela Nicole Patton of Buchanan and 50-year-old David Glenn Smith of Lindale on a grand jury warrant for felony murder and cruelty to a person 65 years or older. Patton and Smith were in a shed on a property in Floyd County, refused to come out, so a search warrant was obtained, and deputies from both jurisdictions entered the shed and took the pair into custody. According to investigators, in September of 2021, Harrelson County Sheriff Stacy Williams went out to a residence for a welfare check on an elderly person, and he heard a faint cry for help inside. Sheriff Williams made entry into the home and found 93-year-old Dora Jordan on her bedroom floor, very weak. Ms. Jordan had fallen and had been without food or water for an extended period of time. 1 month after she was found alone on the floor, Dora Jordan died. The death was ruled a homicide by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation's Medical Examiner's Office in March of 2022. Earlier this month, the case was presented to the Harrelson County Grand Jury, and the charges of murder and cruelty to a person 65 years or older were indicted. The Georgia Department of Education releasing the College and Career Ready Performance Index data for each school in the state for 2023. Carroll County District High Schools, as a whole, performing better than the state average in 3 of 5 categories. Carroll County High School is outdoing the state average by 1/10 of a point when it comes to content mastery, which addresses whether students are achieving at the level necessary to be prepared for the next grade, college, or career. It includes achievement scores in English, language arts, mathematics, science, and social studies based on student performance on the Georgia Milestones Assessment System and the Georgia Alternate Assessment. Carroll County High School scoring more than 3 points lower than the state average for the measurement of English learners making progress towards English language proficiency. Carroll County District High School seeming to struggle when it comes to all students and all subgroups continuing to make improvements year to year. District High School is receiving a score of 48.4. The state average is close to 20 points higher. When it comes to students participating in activities preparing them for and demonstrating readiness for the next level, college, or career, District High School scoring a 72.1% compared to the state score of 71.4. And the combined high school graduation rate for the district for 2023 was 94.7 compared to the state average of 84.9. You can find detailed explanations of the CCRPI available online at gadoe.org. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.